Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting second. The second baseman, Sibby Cisti. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Nanny Fernandez. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Max West. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ernie Lombardi. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Miller. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Buddy Gramp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Early. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Tom Early. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The shortstop, Lenny Morello. Batting third. The center fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rip Russell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lou Novikov. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Lou Stringer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Fleming. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Fleming. And now, play ball. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heck fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sibby Cisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisti strikes out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner takes first base on ball four. Nanny Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field. Novikov settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck takes first base on ball four. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into left field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Early fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Max West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heck fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson takes first base on ball four. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Nicholson moves to second. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer takes first base on ball 4. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. Nicholson moves to third. Two outs. Bill Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Buddy Gramp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramp hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 1 in the game. Holmes hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0 for 1 in the game. Morello bunts towards first. Gramp scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morello for the out. Hack moves to second. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta strikes out. Two outs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fernandez fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nanny Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Early fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 0 for 1 in the game. Novikov strikes out. Two outs. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stringer hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Holmes who is chasing the ball. Stringer reaches third base with a triple. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 1 in the game. McCullough is walked intentionally. Bill Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. Fleming hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gramp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. the Braves will come to bat. Max West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats West for the out. One out. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Lombardi hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Russell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field. Novikov settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hack strikes out. One out. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-1 in the game. Morello hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Sisti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Buddy Gremp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gremp is 0-for-1 in the game. Gremp hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Tom Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-1 in the game. Early strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-2 in the game. Holmes hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 0-for-2 in the game. Sisti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-2 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 0-for-2 in the game. Novikov hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wainer hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nanny Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Max West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. West takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0-for-2 in the game. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Stringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McCullough bunts for an out with unknown description. Stringer moves to second. One out. Bill Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. Fleming hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hack is walked intentionally. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0 for 2 in the game. Morello hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Hack moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Gramp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramp is 0 for 2 in the game. Gramp hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Tom Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 2 in the game. Early strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 3 in the game. Cavaretta strikes out. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 3 in the game. Russell strikes out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Nicholson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Holmes, who is chasing the ball. Nicholson reaches third base with a triple. Lou Novikoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Nicholson scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Lou Novikoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikoff is 0 for 3 in the game. Novikoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sisti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Holmes takes first base on ball 4. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 0 for 3 in the game. Sisti bunts towards the mound. Fleming fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Wehner hits a line drive into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nanny Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. Fernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 1, and Boston Braves, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.